This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. There's perhaps nothing as fleeting as trends in this economy that come and go and come and go and come and go on social media, TikTok and Instagram mostly. Viral dances, challenges of one sort or another, and product reviews as well. And then when a certain curling iron or cleaning product or condiment catches on, the brands and businesses that make and sell them really only have a limited time to capitalize on the, you know, let's face it, short attention span, no offense, of a whole lot of social media users. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab has been spending some time on social.
The great mascara sellout of 2020 all started with one video from a little-known TikTok creator named Jess.
I just wanted to show you guys the difference. Look at that.
Jess is in what looks like her bedroom testing Maybelline's Lash Sensational Sky High Mascara. The video looks like a spontaneous product review, raw and unpolished. She even accidentally smears makeup all over her eyelid. But her lashes look impressive, and soon other TikTokers are testing it out too.
So we're going to see if the Sky High mascara actually works as well as people say it does.
You guys have been asking me to try this. You've been tagging me. I couldn't find it anywhere.
It's so good.
Today, videos with the hashtag SkyHighMascara have nearly 650 million views on TikTok. Most of them feature that original video uploaded by Jess. And despite what it looks like, she was not some random person reviewing a random product. Jess was one of a few hundred creators the company paid for content. Tina Liu is a marketing director at Maybelline.
So oftentimes, it's really letting them have the product, making sure that they know the key features and benefits about it. And then you kind of have to leave it to the creator to showcase the product in a way that their followers are going to resonate with.
Like a lot of brands, Maybelline has been spending more on social media marketing each year. It now spends more than half of its ad budget on digital media, which means increasingly what you see on TikTok or Instagram aren't spontaneous trends, but intentional advertising. Jonah Berger is a marketing professor at Wharton.
A lot of times we think it's random luck or chance. We think we have to catch lightning in a bottle. You know, some companies get lucky and some companies don't.
Sure, TikTok marketing looks different from TV ads and magazine spreads, but Berger says its unpolished appearance is part of what makes it so appealing. Virality also depends on whether the content feels useful, the product is accessible, and if the video is easy for other users to copy.
Suddenly now you're part of an ongoing discussion that's happening online. And so in a lot of cases, once something gets a little bit of traction, then other people are doing their own riff on it.
Virality is hard to plan for, even if you're a big company like Maybelline. Its mascara campaign exceeded expectations. You might say sales were sky high. Over the first few months, the product sold out 4 times at the beauty chain Ulta and became the best-selling mascara that year, selling 10 million tubes. Lou says it put Maybelline in a supply chain crunch.
We were meeting almost every day at that point, just to try to find solutions.
Like shifting some of their manufacturing lines to make more mascara. Thankfully for Maybelline, it manufactures its mascara in the U.S., so it didn't get stuck on some cargo ship in the middle of the ocean. But sometimes virality is not capturable, like that moment in 2021, when, for some reason, everyone on TikTok was baking feta cheese. Benoit Brial is the owner of Saxelby Cheesemongers, a wholesale retailer that supplies around 80 stores and restaurants in New York City.
It was a feta cheese surprise. We suddenly got a lot of orders for feta in the middle of winter.
Feta is popular during warmer months, on fresh salads with cucumbers and tomatoes, and demand was mysteriously triple what it usually is. Brial was confused.
And, you know, it takes a few days, so we were able to understand what was going on, and we missed most of it.
Brial finally saw the trend on the news. By the time he coordinated extra orders with his suppliers, he missed a whole week of the feta craze. And a couple weeks later, it was over. Brial says, unfortunately for him, that's just the nature of his business. Social media trends can expire as fast as some of the cheese he sells. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.